Begin the current daf, Masechet Erech and Daf Chav Beis. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which opens up this Perek Shema Yisayimim, which discussed one opinion regards to how long do we announce the evaluation of the sale of properties of orphans to pay back debts, or that of Hekdesh. So in that, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that elaborates with different opinions. Tana Bar Linda Braisa. Shema Yisayimim Shleishim Yeh. The evaluation of the sale of the properties of orphans is for a period of 30 days. And that of the valuation of the sale of Hekdesh is for a period of 60 days. That's the Reb Meir, which was like it was recorded in the halacha of our Mishnah. Yehudam, he says differently. He says, Shumay Yisayimim Shishim Yom. The valuation of the sale of the orphans is for a period of 60 days. Vishumay Hekdesh Tishim Yom. And the valuation of the sale of Hekdesh properties is for 90 days. A third opinion, the sages say, Echadze ve'echadze Shishim Yom. Both that of Yisayim and that of Hekdesh is for a period of 60 days. Now, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, he says, the halacha is Shema Yisayimim Shishim Yom. The evaluation of that of the properties of orphans is announced for a period of 60 days. Now, Yosef Reb Chia Bar Oven, Bekomalosh Maite, he was saying over this teaching of Rav Chisda. Now, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Reb Chia Bar Oven, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked Rav Chia Bar Oven, who was saying over this teaching of Rav Chisda, and he said that Shishim Kamrit or Shleshim Kamrit, what is it that you just said? Is it for a period of 60 days or for 30 days? Amalei Shishim, he said it was for 60 days. He said, do you say my the Hekdesh? Was that for orphans of a Hekdesh? Amalei Dissem, I said I was saying that for orphans. Kremeir Kribihuda. Are you going like Remeir like Kribihuda? Amalei Kremeir like Remeir. On that he asked, Remeir, Kribihuda, I understand that's recorded as 60 days for orphans. But the Remeir Shleshim Kama, we brought in the Bryce before, the Remeir, he says that the orphans is for 30 days. So Amalei, so on that he responded, he says, well, Hochi Am Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, who I'm quoting this from, he actually said that Me'avimi, from Avimi, Kolfi Tavi, great blows, bangs, Bali Allah, the Hoshmaita, I absorbed from him on this teaching. Because Rav Chisda says, he taught me this teaching, that now he's saying over to him, that the evaluation of the orphan's properties according to a mayor is for a period of 60 days. And Rav Chisda says, and I used to ask him the same question that now he's asking the one who's repeating over his teaching, that what do you mean? The Bryce's sister May says for a period of 30 days. On that, Avimi told me that Bala Hachar is Ritzufim. If the announcement is consecutive days, that's Shleishim, that's for 30 days for orphans and for Hekdesh. But if he's coming to announce it, B'sheni u'b'chamishi, only on Mondays and Thursdays, which those are the days of when the court is in, the days of justice, which that's when people get together, and therefore that would be appropriate for announcements, that's when the evaluation is for Shishim, that's when it's for 60 days. Now, V'avagav d'chichashav l'humar, l'yem achrozah. Now, even if the master is going to then count up, then how many days are their announcements going to be in the period of 60 days if you're doing only Mondays and Thursdays? That's actually only going to be 18 days, because if one goes and starts the calculations from a Monday and you count 8 weeks to have the 60 days, you're going to, in 8 weeks you actually have 56 days. Now, then in those 56 days, you actually have 16 Mondays and Thursdays. And if you add on another 4 days to make it for a total of 60 days, you start Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So then you have another 2 days of announcements, a Monday and a Thursday. So in the 60 days, when you started the announcements, you have 18 days of announcements. So how would that be appropriate that 60 days is then going to be sufficient if you're only doing Mondays and Thursdays when you're doing consecutive, you're doing 30 days? That's because kiven the mashcha milsa, since that's going on for a long time, you're announcing even just Mondays and Thursdays. But for 60 days, shama enchi, people are going to hear and it's going to accomplish the same goal as when one announces consecutively for 30 days. Therefore, it's not a contradiction. When did he say 30 days consecutive? When am I saying like your mayor is 60 days? It's when you're doing Mondays and Thursdays. Later to the halacha of our Mishnah, I'm going to review the Meravasi. Says, as our Mishnah was talking about this idea of when we're selling off the properties of orphans to pay back debts, so in that says, Rabbi Yehuda Maravasi says, Einis kaken l'nechsi yisem. We don't get involved to force the assets of the orphans to sell them. Elim kein heiser ribes eichel espen. Only if there was interest eating away at the assets of the orphans, where if let's say they owed money to non-Jews who lent them on interest, only then are we going to sell off their properties. But if not, we don't get involved. We don't sell off the properties of the orphans. Now, Rabbi Yechanam, he says, Oyle shtar sheish b'ribes. It says either, like you said, a document that has interest eating away at the properties, or even if there's a dowry of the woman from the late husband who passed away that she wants to collect, then we actually go ahead and we take from the assets of the orphans to pay off the ksuba. Why? Because as long as she doesn't collect her ksuba, she gets fed, she gets sustenance from their monies, which are causing a loss for their properties. So therefore, we'll also pay off the ksuba, so that also takes care of that eating away at the property like interest does. Now the Gemara wonders, Rav Asi, my time alone, l'ksuba sisha. Why didn't Rav Asi say l'ksuba sisha, that additionally, besides ribbis, also l'ksuba sisha, which also eats away at the property, we should also sell off the assets of the orphans? Says the Gemara, no, the kinyulei rabbanan ma'isya deha. The rabbis instituted, just like for the late husband, that the earnings that she makes goes back to the properties of to the assets of the orphans to the monies that they have. So therefore, it offsets the loss of what she's getting fed, but her money that she makes goes right back into the same bank account. So therefore, that's not something that we go ahead and sell off their assets. But v'idach Rabbi Yechon tell you that no, zimn blei safka. Sometimes the money she's making is not going to be able to be enough to offset the amount that she's eating off the properties, and therefore we also sell their assets to pay off her ksuba, that they don't have to go then and provide for her anymore for her sustenance. Now the Gemara asks on Rav Asi from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, we opened up the parak in the previous daf, the valuation of the sale of the properties of the orphans of a period of 30 days, and that of the sale of hektish for 60 days, and we said that we announced the sale in the mornings and the evenings. Says the Gemara B'mayiskin, what is the case talking about, that we're selling off their properties, that we go out and we do this for 30 and 60 days, for 30 days for the orphans? If you think it's because we're talking about a non-Jewish creditor who is charging interest, and therefore we have to sell off their properties so we can pay up that debt that they're not paying interest. But mitzayis, is the non-Jew going to listen to wait for those 30 days when we're announcing so that we can get the highest price possible for the orphans without charging interest? What does that mean? What are we gaining? He's charging interest every single day that is causing a loss. And if just to wait, he's not giving that grace period. Elipshit b'bal chayv Yisrael. Rather, it's obvious that we're talking about by a Jewish creditor. Now, the difficulty with that is as follows. If it's because he's charging interest, and therefore we have to sell it off, what do we mean? Do we let a Jewish person charge interest? We're not selling it off. We just tell the Jewish guy, hey, get out of here. We're not giving you interest. Not allowed to charge interest. Rather, what are you going to say? That no, you're right. There's no interest eating away at it. But it says that we get involved. And everyone agrees that by the Bachayb, it's only because it's eating away interest. And by the Jewish lender, it's not eating away interest. So the Gemara explains. So Bishlam, we understand, we can resolve, who is this collecting from the orphans that we're going to sell off, but yet we're doing it for 30 days, that we're announcing Mukhila b'ksuba sisha. He'll explain it, that it's told about that we have a woman here who has a ksuba to collect, where it's not interest, but still we said that we want to pay her up, because we don't want her to be constantly being fed off the estate. So therefore, we can understand that's the case it's talking about, where, okay, there we're going to go ahead and sell it off for her. El Rav Asi, Kasha, but Rav Asi says it's difficult. It can't be a non-Jewish creditor. It can't be a Jewish creditor. So, and when he doesn't hold of that, like Subis Isha, we sell off the properties of the orphans. So who is it talking about? Nalach of Mishnah. So Amalach Rav Asi, but Rav Asi would tell you, what do you mean? El Rabbi Yechon mean Nicha? You think Rav Yechon, it does make sense? Mi Shavkina Mizayni, what would be the logic? You're telling me that we're going to leave alone for the next 30 days. We're going to let the woman continue to be sustained because she's not paid her ksuba. So where does she have money from? So she's being sustained for the next 30 days because of sustenance. The vadi komafsada, where that's most definitely a loss for the state for the next 30 days. The nektinan hachraza, and therefore, and yet in place of that, we're going to be using the 30 days for announcements. We don't even know if we're going to gain or not. We're trying to get the best price possible. But by every day that you're delaying, what are you gaining? You're saying you're selling it because you don't want it to eat away from the properties. So why are you giving those 30 days? Sell it right away. How does it make sense, even according to Rabbi Yechon, that you're saying it's tumak subas isha? The Rosh Gemara says, no, holy kasha, that wouldn't be difficult under Rabbi Yechon. Because it would be talking about b'tevask subas b'bezen. When she came to claim her ksuba, her dowry, in court. So therefore, once she comes and claims her dowry in court, she doesn't get any more mezainis. So for the next 30 days, once she already took the claim, the orphans are not losing anything by delaying 30 days, because they're not giving her mezainis anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, he says, "Tevask ksubas bebezdin." Once the woman starts even just making the claim for a ksuba in court, in la mezainis, she doesn't get sustained anymore off the estate. It's only when she's maintaining her relationship in the estate, as it says in the ksuba, moment she comes to claim that she wants out, she doesn't get mezainis anymore, even before it's given to her. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be difficult. But then ask him, wait, if that's the case, is the kukulim is the kikinon law? That what do you mean? We shouldn't then, again, then we're back to the question, why are we selling off the assets to pay up a ksuba, since right now she's not getting fed anymore, because once she came to claim it, she doesn't have to. Oh, so if they're not giving her mezainis anymore, so okay, that's it. Let her just not give mezainis, and we don't have to sell off the assets anymore because it's not losing anything. So the Gersa takes the word ella. No, kimin is the kekinon la meikara. Since we did get involved with her in the beginning, when she came to claim a ksuba, then we did listen to her because we wanted her. Because her mezainis was eating away at the estate, so we allow her to make to stake the claim. So then it's the kinyan lola b'sayif. So then we don't like do like a cheap like, oh yeah, you want it, and we're going to listen to you. Oh okay, but now you lost mezainis. Oh, now we're not selling off anymore. No, then we're going to be involved with her to help her collect her ksuba, even though she's not getting mezainis anymore, because that's why we let her claim in the first place, because we didn't want her mezainis. I can do a catch 22 on her, let her claim, lose the mezainis, and not get the ksuba. So therefore, she is going to be able to get the ksuba. But however, it's not going to be mafsa the mezainis for the next 30 days. So therefore, we give that 30-day grace period. So halacha makes sense according to Rabbi Yechidah. But mekomakom Ravasi kasha. But according to Ravasi, it's difficult. He doesn't hold over the case of ksuba. And as we explained, it can't be a bal chayv. So whom is it talking about in our Mishnah that we're selling off the assets of the same? Says the Gemara, la'ilam b'bal chayv avikachav. Truth is, we're talking about a non-Jewish creditor. And like we said, because there's interest, so therefore we have to sell it off. But then we asked, but then he's not going to let us wait 30 days. Is Shekibul Olav Lo, the Medina Yisrael? No, he accepted upon himself to go according to Jewish law. And since Jewish law is when you're selling the assets of the orphans after wait 30 days, I'll give that grace period of the 30 days. Now that has to come up, well, if he's going with Jewish law, then Ribis Nami Lo Ilishko. Jewish law outlaws charging interest on a Jewish person. So it's like, Gemara, Shekibul Olav Lo Zu, but Lekibul Olav Lo Zu. No, the non-Jew accepted the grace period of 30 days, but it didn't accept the halacha of not charging ribis, and therefore, again, that's why it's this case of where, like, there is a grace period, however, he's still charging interest, and then we have to sell off the assets of the orphans. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring another right regarding this machlekes, Rav Asher and Rabbi Yechanan from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Mishnah says, Einifrom menichsi yisayim elim enizibures. Can't collect from the assets of orphans. If you're collecting from the assets of orphans, it could only be from ziburis, from the lowest grade land, from the real estate that they have. So that says the Gemara b'mayiskin. So what's this case told by the Mishnah Masechet Zgid? Ilim b'bal chayv avikachav. If you think he's told by a non-Jewish creditor, mitzoyis, is he going to listen to you? Why should he get the lowest grade? He's going to collect something that's commensurate for what he feels is owed to him. Elim b'pshit b'bal chayv Yisrael. Rather, obviously, we're told by a Jewish creditor. He'll go with the Jewish law, which is from Yisayim, you only collect from Ziburis. But the question is, then what's the case talk about that you're collecting from orphans? Iachal Rebisa, if we're going to sell off their assets because there's interest being charged, Mishavkin, like what do you mean? We're going and we're going to be an accomplice for this crime. We don't let him charge the ribis on the orphans. Ela Delayachal Rebisa. So what's the talk about that he's not charging interest? Well, then we're cutting this cock. And then how does it make sense that we're getting involved in selling off the assets? We don't get involved for the orphans if there's no loss to the estate. If there's no interest. So it says Gemara Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan on the Kondra Rabbi Yechanan Muki Labiksu Basisha. He could explain this Toma by the dowry of the woman, where we said that, okay, there is a Hefzid of Mezaini. El Ravasi Kashba Kondra Ravasi, what's the case going to be talking about? That Amachar Ravasi says, El Yechan Minich, what do you mean? Kondra Rabbi Yechanan, do you think it does make sense? I Ksuba, if it's Toma the Ksuba, then my Iri Miasmi, then why is the whole halacha that Mishnah Masechet is getting saying this big Chiddush that when you're collecting from orphans, you're only going to collect from Ziburis? But if you're talking about specifically the case of ksuba, then why talk about from orphans? The halacha is, ksuba's isha is collected even from the husband himself, not just his orphans, from ziburis. So if it's talking about ksuba, then why would it talk about specifically from the orphans? So it's gemara, no halakasha. That wouldn't be a difficult on Rechanan, similar as in the previous gemara's discussion. Because who's the tana of that mishnah? It's Remeiri. The amar ksuba's isha bebeinus. He holds that the ksuba of a woman, actually when it's collected from the husband himself, if, for example, let's say he divorces her, not that he dies, not that there's orphans, is actually collected from Beinus. And the Chiddush that the Mishnah therefore is telling us, Umayas Mibiziburis, but from orphans are collected from the lowest grade. But that resolves it for Rabbi Yechanan. But Mekamakam Ravasi Kasha, because Ravasi that can't be talking about the Ksuba, because it doesn't hold that that's what's collected from orphans, we're back to the question, what's that Mishnah Masechet is getting talking about? Says Gemara, as we said, previous Gemara's discussion, L'aylam B'bal Chayv Avikacham. Truthfully, we're talking about a non-Jewish creditor. And the non-Jewish creditor, therefore, we're going to sell because he's charging interest. But Shekibul Olav Lo, the Medina Yisrael, but he accepted upon himself to go with Jewish law, which is to collect from orphans only from Ziburis. On that, the question is, but Yachiv, if he accepted Jewish law, then Ribis Nami Lo Nishkol, then they shouldn't take even interest. And that was the whole reason, the rationale, why we're selling off their estate. No, accepted that he could take. Okay, Jewish law is in Zibus, fine, I'll take that. But not to charge interest, that goes against his whole purpose, and that he didn't accept, and therefore that's the case. He'll explain the Mishnah Masechet Gittin. So Mishnah says, Tashem Matzmig Raya, and the Brayse we brought from the previous daf, which spoke about this halacha of our Mishnah that said that when they're selling the properties of the orphans, so we announce that what's the intention of selling it off. If it's because we want to give to a woman to pay up her ksuba, or for a credit to pay up his debt, as we explained in the previous stop, that would give incentives for the buyers specifically regarding those types of creditors. But there's two cases that we said that we would sell it off from, either ksuba or bal chayv. So that says, Gemara Bishlam bal chayv, we understand we could explain the case of the creditor, bein mar or bein mar, condition both Rav Asher and Biechen, we would explain, like we said before, that would be talking about that it's a non-Jewish creditor who we accepted for that, but not for that. So we were able to explain what's the case of bal chayv. El ksubasa, but regarding the case of ksuba, so bishlam reviach anicha, we understand according to Reviach, and he said that's a case that you collect from orphans. But el vasi kash, but kundra vasi is difficult. What's ksuba? He doesn't hold that's a case that you collect from the orphans. Says the Gemara, hachamai skinan, what are we talking about here in this price? Is kishachayev moida, is when the obligated party admits, meaning at the time of his death, the father admitted and he said that yes, that I do owe this, because as the Shita Megabetzes brings an Ois Yud from the Teisa Rush, Vasi holds, he holds the reason why actually we don't get involved in the estate of the orphans is because of the concern of what's called Srari Atfasa, which concern that maybe the father gave money to the creditor beforehand and the orphans just don't know. So therefore, when the father admits, then of course you're going to go ahead and collect from him. So therefore, that type of kasuba, oh yeah, even though it's not eating away at the estate, but he admitted, so we know there's no chashash of tzrari atva, so that he gave some money. So then yeah, even Rav Asi would agree that in that case, we would collect from the estate of the orphans. That says the Gemara, well, hashtas aslachi, now that we came to that type of interpretation, that would be a case that even Rav Asi would agree that we would give, we would collect from the orphans when the chayiv is maidi, when the father admitted, is kulanamik, is chayiv maidi. We can answer all the questions we had asked, that we had to say, it's talking about a non-Jewish creditor, but he was makabel for this, but not for that. No, you could talk about even a Jewish creditor, but it's talking about where the father admitted, says, yes, I owe the money. Oh, so he owes the money, so of course you'll collect from the estate of the orphans. Now, the Gemara brings a related story, that Meremer agvik subasa legerusha mnichse de yasmi. Meremer helped a divorced woman collect her ksuba from the estate of her late husband's orphans. Now, Amalei Ravin la Meimar, so Ravina asked Hameimar, how could you say this? But the Amar Yehuda Amravasi, as we explained these two different opinions before, he says, Ein niskarkin l'nichsi yisam, you never get involved to collect from the estate of the orphans, elam kein haisa ribis eichelespen, unless there's interest eating away at it, which is not the case over here. So according to him, for sure you can't collect. But even Rabbi Yechon Omer, he said, no, either a document that has interest eating away at the estate, or even when the woman's collecting ksuba because she's constantly getting fed from the estate which is eating away at it, that would be another case. But that asks, he asks on Amaremer, he says, but even Rabbi Yechon didn't say this, he only said for a widow that you'll collect her ksuba. The mezainah, because we said, because that's causing a loss of mezainah that's eating away at the estate. But a divorcee, she doesn't get mezainah. It's only the almana. Divorcee's been out of the life of the family for a while. The almana, she's part of it. She never left. Her husband just died. She gets mezainah. But a grusha, not. So how could you collect for the grusha's ksuba from the estate of the assignment? So Malaysia Marimer said to me, actually, he says, Ha nandra b'yechon. He says, we actually have a tradition in the interpretation of Rabbi Yechonon, that he said the ksuba of Isha that you collect from the orphans is not like you said. It's not because of this idea of masid mezaini. It's mishum chine masnin ala. We actually learned that his halacha was because of finding favor. We want that men should find favor in the eyes of women. That should be an incentive for them to want to marry the men. And if they know that they could collect the ksuba even from the state of the orphans, that would be incentive to say, okay, you know what? Even if this marriage ends, whether in death or whether divorce, I'll be able to get my ksuba. So that logic applies even by a divorcee, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that is why I collected even a gerusha's ksuba from the estate of the orphans. Now, however, Amar of Nachman, he says, actually, he says in the beginning, I never collected anything from the state of the orphans. But once I heard this teaching of Rav Huna, our colleague, that he said over the name of Rav, that Yasmi da Achli deloided who, that orphans that are consuming things which are not theirs, because their father owes money, Liz Lubasa Shafkai, they're gonna follow after the one who left for them, meaning they're gonna die just like their father who left over this money for them. Once I heard that teaching, Mikan ve'elach mizdakakna. From that point on, I did go and collect from the orphans because I'm not doing them a favor, because if they're consuming that which is not really theirs, rightfully theirs, they're actually going to die just like their father. Now the Gemara wonders, Mikar my time aloy. Why initially did he not collect anything from the state of the orphans? So Amar Papa, he says, because Prius Balchayv mitzvah, paying up a creditor is a mitzvah. Ve'yasmi loy, but they may have a mitzvah. And orphans, as long as they're minors, they're not obligated in mitzvahs. Rather, we wait until they become adults. When they become adults, and then they're obligated in paying up the debt from the estate, then they do. But when they were minors, initially, he didn't. When he heard that that's not going to be in their favor, then he did. But initially, he didn't. Now, Rav Huna Bered Bishu Amar, he says a different interpretation. He says the reason why that it wouldn't collect from orphans' estate at all is because Eimet Srori Atvase, that I would say that the father left for the creditor a bundle of money, of gold or of silver, as collateral at the time that he died. Now, although he paid it up, he didn't get a chance to go ahead and take back the document that he owed money from the hands of the creditor. So we don't know. Maybe the father really gave it and then he died and he just didn't get a chance to take the document. So therefore he said that that's why initially he didn't collect from the state of the orphans, because we don't know. Maybe the father paid it up. Again, ultimately he did because of the concern of that they're going to die, but that was the reason why he didn't collect the money from the orphans. Now, the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between the interpretation of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Yeshua?" Ikka benai, the difference is b'shechayiv moida. When the guilty party, when the father, when he was dying, he admitted that he owes the money. So, according to Rav Papa, you still wouldn't collect because although they have to, they owe the money, but that's a mitzvah, and the yisayim are not obligated in the mitzvah. Whereas according to Rav Huna Yeshua, yeah, when we know there's no tzrari atvasa, so then of course the orphans have to pay. Or inami, another similar case would be shamtua. If the court excommunicated the father because he wasn't paying up his debt, umeis b'shamte, and he died in a state of excommunication, here we don't have to be concerned that maybe the father clandestine had paid up the money, the tzrari, because he would have only paid up in court so that they should permit his excommunication. So obviously he didn't pay it up. So again, the Kontra Papa is still Prius Bachel Mitzvah, and the Yasmi Lab and the Mitzvah, and they wouldn't collect from their estate. But Kontra Put Bivishua, in this situation, we know that there's no Tzori Atvasa, and therefore we would collect. Now, Shalach Mitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, that the Shamtua Umis Bishamte. All those braces that we had previously brought that said that we involve ourselves and we collect from the estate of the orphans, which is how we had explained for Avasi, is talking about that. Why? Because he died in a state of excommunication. Therefore, we know that there was no tzrari atvasa, and therefore that's why we collect. And similarly, as they sent, v'hilchas like Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, who, when there is no excommunication, then we are concerned for tzrari, and that's why we don't collect. But the idea is like Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, where we're concerned with tzrari atvasa. But again, if he died in excommunication, we know that there's no tzrari atvasa, and therefore then, yeah, you're going to collect for a creditor, because it's like a case of a shechayiv maida, that you're going to collect from the estate of the orphans, because the father admits that he owes the money. Now, as we continue to Medveis, now the Gemara brings our Mishnah as support for the opinion of Rav Huna. Our Mishnah said, Shum ha-yisayim shleishim yoyim, the evaluation of the estate of the orphans that's on sale on auction is for 30 days. Shum ha-hekdash shleishim yoyim, and the evaluation for hekdash is for 60 days. Machrizim ha-boyka ba'arav, and we make the announcements in the morning and the evening. Says the Gemara b'mayiskin, what's the case of our Mishnah talking about? Ilim ha-babal choyvay b'kachavim, if you think it's talking about by a non-Jewish creditor who, he doesn't want to wait till they become adults. So the question is, Mitzayas, is he going to listen to them, wait even the 30 days of announcement? What's our Mishnah saying? Oh, we're selling it now because he doesn't want to wait. He's not going to wait the 30 days either. So what are we saying that it's for 30 days? El b'shita v'bal chayv Yisrael. Rather, it's obviously that we're talking about by a Jewish creditor. And that, the question is, according to the initial interpretation, before that the retraction was that, oh, he was getting involved in the state of the orphans because they're going to die like their father. But according to the initial understanding, Bisham Arhud Rav Huna Bered Yeshua. Mukila b'shechayiv moed. He's going to explain that's talking about where the guilty party admitted. He said he owes the money. Oh, he said when he owes the money, of course we're going to go and collect from the state of the orphans, even for regular Jewish creditor. But Rav Papa Kasha, according to Rav Papa, says even if he admits, it doesn't make a difference. Prius b'chayiv is mitzvah, and the yos may lavanei mitzvah nenu. When would we ever have a case of shuma yisayim that you're going to collect that you're selling it as orphans? So Amalek Rav Papa, he would tell you, if you want, you could say that the sale that we're talking about is regarding the ksuba of a woman. And that's Mishum Chinah, like we explained, because for all types of, whether divorced or widowed women, we want them to find favor in the eyes of their husbands, and they could collect the ksuba from the state of the orphans. Or if you say about chayv ever kachavim, or if you might, you could say he's talking about by a non-Jewish creditor. Shekib love ladam in Israel, where he accepted to go with Jewish law, which is to wait 30 days when you're collecting, and therefore he gave that grace period. That says Gemara, he kibul love, but if he accepted on Jewish law, then lintelu who had the godly, then they should wait until they become adults, which Jewish law says you don't get involved according to initial understanding at all until they become adults. So why is he demanding this to be collected now? Says Gemara, Shekibul love lazu, but like kibul love lazu, and I accepted that for 30 day grace period for like to get the highest price for them. But it didn't accept that he's going to have to wait for all those years till they become adults. So he's going to touch him out. Let's bring a raya from the price we had previously brought on the previous staff, and we quoted already before, regarding the announcements that they make when they're selling off the assets. So we say, Amanas litn lishuk subasa, it's with the intention to go ahead and pay back a woman's ksuba, ulbal chayv chayvo, to pay back creditors, and therefore we're selling the estate of the orphans. Says Gemara b'maya skina. What are we talking about over here? When we're saying we do it for a creditor, every time a non-Jewish creditor meets Ais, is he going to listen to wait for the days of the announcement? Rather, it's obviously we're talking about a Jewish creditor. So, he says, yes, when do you collect, again, according to initial understanding, from the state of the orphans, is when the person admits. When the person admits, of course you'll collect from the state of the orphans because there's no concern of tsrari atvasa, which is the whole rationale for his opinion. But El Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, the reason is because Ein Priyas Bal Chayv, you don't collect for a creditor because that the Yisrael are not obligated in that mitzvah. So Bishlam Ksuba Mishum Chin. So you're going to understand the first case that the Brisa talks about, that you collect a Ksuba because of finding favor in the eyes of the women. El Bal Chayv Kasha, but the case of Bal Chayv is difficult when you're having a creditor that's collecting. Says the Gemara, La'ayim Bal Chayv Avikachavim. Truthfully, it's tomat by a non-Jewish creditor. But he accepted to go with Jewish law, which is to wait the 30-day grace period. On that, the question is, but if he accepted on him, then he should wait up until they become adults. Says the Gemara, as we said previously, he accepted to wait the grace period of 30 days, but he did not accept upon himself the Jewish law of waiting until they become adults. So therefore, it's not difficult on the opinion of Rav Papa. Rav Amar, he gives a third interpretation. We sort of have two interpretations. Why is it that we don't get involved with the state of the orphans, either because of it's a mitzvah and the Yisrael are not obligated in the mitzvah, or because we're concerned that maybe it's Rari Atfasa, maybe the father really did pay it up, we just didn't get a chance to take back the document. He says, the Rav says a third reason. He says the reason why we don't get involved to sell off the state of the orphans is Mishum Shaver. It's because maybe the father had a receipt on the document that it was paid up, but the orphans just don't know where it is, and since we don't know, we don't collect from their estate. So on that, he says, are we concerned for the element that maybe there's a receipt over here, and therefore we can't collect with a bona fide document from the estate? But what's not? Learn the Mishnah Masechet Kesubot that says, "Hanefrash lebefanov," a woman that's collecting from her husband's estate when he's not around. For example, he's overseas, and they sent a get, a divorce to me, saying we're not married anymore. He's divorcing her. So she has a ksuba, she's coming to court to collect from his estate. Says the Mishnah, "Loi tipara ele b'shvu." She could only collect with an oath that this money is otar. Now, v'amar ba'acha sahar bira ba'acha, the master of the manor, he said that there was an incident that came from the Rebitzchuk Nafcha by the place on Tuchya. V'amran, he said, Loi shanu, he didn't learn this halacha, that the courts will go down to the state of a person even when he's not there, albeit with an oath, and they'll collect from it. That's El Ksubas Isha. That's only like the case that Mishnah talked about. That's specifically, uniquely for the dowry of a woman. And that's Mishnah Mechina, because we want to find favor that the women know, I'll be able to collect my Ksuba whenever I need to, so even when he's not there. But for a creditor, then not. Then you have to wait until that person comes back home. Now, that was the interpretation, one interpretation. But the Rabba Amr Rav Nachman, some say it's actually Rava himself who we're asking on, that's the name of Rav Nachman. No, afil bal chayv nami. No, even a creditor could do the same thing. He could swear and collect even when the person, the debtor, is overseas. Now, the question is, v'i chayish l'shoiver, but if you're concerned for a receipt, hasem nami nechesh. But there also, if it's Rabba, or even for sure if it's Rava, what do you mean? Why could you collect when he's overseas with a document, even though it's a bona fide document, but maybe he has a receipt? If you're concerned for receipts, like you're saying from the state of the orphans, so you should be concerned over here from the state when the person that's alive is overseas. How could you let him collect? That Amalei said to him, no, that's not difficult. You're right, usually we're concerned for a seat, like as in the case of the orphans. But Hasim over there, when he's overseas, is because I mean the time, like we say, the reason is that we shouldn't have every person taking money from his friends. And then he'll go and live overseas, and he'll say, well, I'm not here, so you can't collect from me, and then not be able to collect from his assets. Because we don't want that to happen, we say if someone has a bona fide document, even though there might be concern for a receipt, but people are just going to do that shtick and go overseas. So because of that, that's why he could collect. But that doesn't contradict regarding orphans that we are concerned for a shaver. Now Amar Rava, he says, Hilchas Halachas as follows. Regarding this whole topic that we're talking about in the Halacha of our Mishnah we were discussing, he says, Ein this kakin l'nechzi yisem. We don't get involved to collect from the estate of the orphans. But Vim Amar Tanu, if the father said give, then this kakin, then we do get involved, like we said. If he says that he owes it, if he says to give, then you give. Now, if let's say he says, give sadazu this field, he points out exactly which one he should give to which person, or he says, umanazu this monies. So then this kakin, then you get involved to give it to that person. And you don't have to appoint a caretaker for the orphans for this, because it's pretty clear cut what you should give. But sadistam, umanistam, but if he just says, give a field to that person, or give a money, then this kakin of Amid number Shabbos, then you do get involved because the father admitted and he says you should give it. But you appoint a caretaker for the orphans that they should select a good portion for the orphans and to have that collector get from the more lower quality, and because he's going to be the lawyer, he's going to be standing up for the rights of the orphans. Now, Amin Ardai, the Nardaians, they disagree. They say, no, Bekulu. In all cases, even when he says this field and this mana, niskakin, yeah, you get involved and you collect from the estate of the orphans. But in mamid and apotropos, in all situations, you got to appoint a caretaker to be involved. Because even when it's specific, not everything is so clear-cut. Levad menimtzis, except in the situation when it's found in the hand of the orphans. Sadesh ein shalai, and they find a field that's not his. One of the fields wasn't really of their father's, it's rather a stolen field. Then we collect from the estate of the orphans to take away what was stolen, and then we don't appoint an apotropos. Now the reason for that is because you collect it right away and you take it away from the orphans, because darzuki sahadi, to assume that witnesses who are testifying that this is a stolen field, bishuki lemechasakin. We don't assume that they're liars, and therefore you don't have to make an apotropos. It's pretty clear cut, and we'll take it away from the orphans. Now Amar Vashi, so the Gemara concludes, Hilchach therefore as follows. Is the kuki limista kikinan? In general, we don't collect at all from the estate of the orphans. Dama Rava, because that's what Rava had said, that you don't get involved with their estate. Hilchasa in this kakin, he said, Allah is you don't collect. Now, ve'im is the kinan, but if there are certain situations like we described, that if the father admits, or whatever it is, then we do collect, then makmina patrabas, then we're always going to appoint a caretaker. Because Daminar died, because the Pindarandians that said, Bakul in this kakin, makmina patrabas, by all situations that we collect, then we appoint an apotropos. Lavad menimtzis sadesh shen shalai, but we said there's one exception when we find that one of the fields are not even his. Darzuki sadi b'shikul lemechazkin, we don't assume that the witnesses are liars, and therefore we don't need a lawyer or caretaker to take care of for the orphans. Then we'll just collect it even without an apotropos.